Let us pray.
And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. So today, of course, the Feast of St. Michael and all angels, we're reminded of Michael and all angels, right? So we have two explicit names of angels in the Bible, Michael, who is kind of the captain of the Lord's hosts, and Gabriel, who was who announced the coming of the Messiah to Mary, right? So those are the two that we have explicit names for. Of course, there's an extensive angelology that the Jews had during the time of Christ, and so you'll hear names like Raphael and Ariel. These are all names of angels. They end with El, which is the Hebrew suffix for God, right? So, warrior of God or messenger of God. You know, they have these types of names associated with them. Interesting, the Revelation passage that we read this morning. There's a lot of, Revelation is a book that's full of, everybody has their own interpretation. I tend to be a little, more on the preterist side. So when Christ sends out the 70 disciples and they come back and they say all these wonderful things that they did in the name of Jesus, of course, Jesus responds, I saw the devil fall from the sky like lightning. And so when we look at Revelation here, this provides some interpretation for us. So this is not something that is future as far as I'm concerned. This is something that's already happened, right? Christ has come and been victorious. And in Christ's victory, the angels are victorious and cast those malicious spiritual powers out of heaven, and they are now on earth, right? Because they know that they have a short time. The blood of the Lamb, before Christ, you have this sense that the devil and his minions have a lot more free reign on the earth. Since Christ, the devil has been bound and cast out of heaven and now is among us wreaking havoc. We see that the saints on earth, woe to the saints on earth, for now the devil is wrathful and he's like the prowling lion looking to devour whoever he may. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb, right? So that is a past thing that has already happened. So this is the battle that we find ourselves now in. The spiritual forces are, the malicious forces are among us, but also we have God's benevolent angels looking out for us as well. And as our colleague says, these angels are always ministering before the throne of God in heaven, but by appointment, he will send them to defend us from the spiritual attacks that we face here on the earth. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 18 is very interesting because it's really about, the children and not hindering children to come to God. Till you get to the end. And it says, woe to those who cause one of these little ones to be offended, for their angels always are before my face in heaven. So this is where we get the idea of guardian angels from. That our little children have an angel that watches over them, and thanks be to God, because if you ever watch an infant, you know that it's a miracle that anybody ever survives. There are moments from death throughout their whole lives, right? But you'll also notice that Christ commands us to come to the kingdom, to come to him as a little child. Faith in the blood of Christ. And that's the path of salvation. That's the path to our victory over the devil and his demonic forces. We have to become like children and enter into that childlike faith. At the same time, God protects us. God's watching over us. And I think the angels are much more active in guarding us from spiritual attack than we're aware of. That doesn't relieve us from our responsibilities. Let us conquer as well through the blood of the Lamb. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.